electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome back. We are back now today. It is Father's Day weekend, and we're going to bring up in just a moment, Dr. K, if you have any questions on COVID, you have any questions or comments on the other aspects of what we talked about, you can rejoin me after the half-hour break. I think Dr. K is going to just drop in for a few minutes to tell us the latest that he has researched and found to be the case with the treatments that he has done. So, all right, let's bring him up. Dr. Cass Ingram, are you there? Are you there, Dr. K?
Hello. Hello, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah,
good.
Hi.
We can hear you now. How are you doing?
Good, good. This is, I've got to dispel, you know, just little information. This is some kind of a real syndrome. It seems to be related to some weird things. Obviously the slaughterhouse is something bizarre was going on there. There's a meat market issue in China. There is definitely something going on there, and you can imagine that's a big area to slaughter hogs. Some of the early victims were hog traders. And then here, you know, I did my clinical trial. I finished it on 18 cases, presumptive COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, bacterial, viral. I mean, I don't think anybody knows what's going on. And 8 cases of hardcore diagnosis, almost all with a dry cough and other a multiplicity of other symptoms, fever, whatever. I mean, they're really sick. Now, these individuals mostly were nurses and physical therapists, right? You know, look at the situation. In the questionnaire, I asked them, what are the comorbidities? Do you have asthma, emphysema? What's going on? So only 20% had like that. But I found 100% correlation with something and 80% with another. So what do you think? Flu shots and pork consumption. Which one was 100% of all cases, and which one was 80%?
Oh, yeah, it's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. They were all eating sugar.
Probably right on the money. The elderly and those who are already in nursing homes, pre-existing conditions, many of them have, as you say, have been treated with the annual flu shot, the pneumonia shot, the other shots, whatever get shingles. You know, there are a number of inoculations. These alone still contain a lot of pathogenic material. They certainly do contain buffers, and we know squalene in its artificial form, other things that go into them, are capable of making the body's immune system suppressed.
And shut
become,
down.
You know, grist for the mill, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got the drug companies are making a big buck because they own patents on some of the raw materials for those vaccines, like the aluminum salts with the aluminum cartel, the mercury with Merck, the squalene is synthetic, like you say. There are other components that certain drug companies have a patent on, and they launch those into the global vaccine market so they can make their billions of dollars on the raw material. And so obviously the collapse of the vaccine industry would mean the collapse of the drug industry, because that's a big money maker for them. But the comorbidity that they're always flapping their jaws about, the biggest one is the pork consumption, the sugar, that's the second biggest. We didn't really ask that because everybody's eating sugar, and the third one is the flu shot. And some of these nursing homes, they get 2-3 shots a year, so you're not going to get it. Like this woman called me up. All right, she said my husband has COVID-19 and I'm worried because I gave him 6 drops of oil of oregano and he started coughing. I said, well, that's a good thing. You should give him 6 drops every 15 minutes. He's been sick for 11 days. Do something about it. oh, is it okay? I said, oh, God. So I asked her,
ask my doctor first.
Yeah. What's the situation?
You're dealing with a lot of it's ignorance, purposeful ignorance, but then you have the more malevolent types like Dr.
Yeah, there's
Funky
a malevolent
now.
Person. They, God bless her. But he gotten the flu shot.
Of course.
He gotten two or three. And she said, well, we're not getting sick from him. I said, did you get the flu shot? No, myself and my children, we don't. I said, what about pork? Oh, we don't eat it in the house. I said, what about him? Well, he eats it every chance he can get. So people are acidic from the flesh, the commercial flesh, from the sugar consumption, aspartame. No, we never hear a word about it.
You won't. You won't hear about it. You never hear a breakdown because all you hear basically is, oh, this one died of COVID, that one died of COVID. The numbers are up, and they're preparing us now for another round. This is what, you know, I watch what they do in the little tiny state of terror called Israel. And now they keep reporting every day. Numbers are up. The pandemic is growing. Netanyahu is ready to impose martial law. And if it's happening here in Israel, guess what? It's going to happen.
Yeah. No, the same dictatorial.
You know, they're preparing the shock troops.
Yeah, oh, that's a definite. They've never had an opportunity like this one. They got the public's attention. They're fighting. Well, first of all, I want to tell you about this. I had a guy, he the poor son of a gun, he had a stomach problem or something. He went in, and of course there's big money. We're going to operate, and they cut his whole colon out. They put a bag on him. Well, he didn't like the idea or his body, so he went into failure, and they put him on a respirator. And guess what? The death certificate says COVID-19.
Yes.
Not shock sepsis from a surgery,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
one more.
I mean, oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. No. You know, there are certain pockets. Okay, you have it's easy to deal with. You have the Amish community; they have outhouses. We're dealing with the problem there. You have the nurses. They over vaccinated them, and if they get exposed to just a junk, they go into respiratory. You have, do you know anybody that got this disease? I don't know anybody.
No,
I had
one or two. Yeah, one.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
two.
It happened, but I had a situation where some employees or whatever refused to take the oregano extract. Refused, absolutely. Why we're not taking that stuff? It stinks. These same four or five people have been out of work for a month. They got sick with something. They say it's COVID, whatever. And all of them were wearing masks, and all of them were eating pork. No exceptions. So, again, the healthy people, I work around 200 people, no social distancing, whatever, none of them are sick with anything. Well, they're all taking something natural, you know, God's medicine.
Let me ask you this. Now, have you, in your personal observations, people at North American in the plant, and you've told me about that, have you had any failures where they've taken it, they've had, you know, I know you've had some double pneumonia, you've had some pneumonia, you've had some that have COVID. Have any of them actually perished from this?
Well, we don't have the data. Never. No hospitalizations. That's 200 people, temps, different things. And I work with pickers and different things. Of the 200, I don't know if this is a clinical trial. Maybe it is. The five people were immigrants who are heavy pork eaters, who defied the oregano, saying it stinks, and they refused to take it. That's all I know. Some of them were apparently diagnosed with COVID, and they're still not at work, so they're having some challenges. But of course, no fatalities. Now, no, I don't know of any failures. I do know of one woman who told me, well, I was taking the oregano oil, and I got sick, but it wasn't too bad. And then they died. You know, she was a cashier at a health food store. I don't have any proof. I like the proof. I make them do a questionnaire. I make them sign it, give me an email. As far as those kind of people, no catastrophes, no failures, nothing, zip. In fact, the nurse practitioner wrote on the scripts, because I have evidential material. She said immediate, the customer said immediate improvement, immediate improvement, immediate improvement. And that's people who sprayed oregano. I don't care. You got wild oregano. It was oregano, clove, and bay leaf in a spray form. And they were spraying it on the back of their throat. They got immediate benefit from COVID-19, whatever it is. See, we don't know what it is. It's some kind of a sepsis or some kind of a rot. But here's the deal. The people who are around the sick people aren't getting sick. You know, you heard the WHO, we don't see any evidence that it spreads from person to person.
Well, you know, I still get a lot of nasty looks from people when I'm in public because I don't wear the mask. I can't do that. And I tell them only when I'm forced to go into an office that requires it for a few minutes, I'll do it. But, I mean, people look at me like, who are you? You know, who are you not to wear a mask? I follow orders, you know. I said, I do too. I follow God's orders. I don't follow men's orders if they contradict his.
Well,
I mean,
particularly
he knows
if somebody tries
they
to...
Don't.
They're trying to impose things on us, and that's when
we... Well, they've got people walking in lockstep. This is what this Black Lives thing is all about. You know, it's all about getting a polarized society. It's all about trying to set the people against the police, set the blacks against the white, and then create a new type of occupation that will come in and rescue the...
I know what it's all about.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of a circumstance. Some would say that it was invented. I don't know if somebody created this purposely to release into Wuhan.
Crisis go to waste.
Here's another thing. Profiteering, my friend. Profiteering. We'd have no idea how ambitious these characters are, why they become governors or mayors, or why they become presidents and vices. They have an interest in garnering their own little feathering their nest.
Yes, and they suffer from the delusion that they are in control, and they are not. And here we've got this Fauci now, and what he's saying now is that I told you all along it's going to make a comeback, and he's saying to the people now, you know what? Don't believe in science? Well, you better believe in science. Don't believe in God. Don't believe in all of this mythology. Believe in me and silence. Otherwise, the science, or you're going to wind up getting in big trouble. And then he's telling people again that we need to trust the authorities. Who are the authorities, by the way? Is God more of an authority than Satan and his minions in pharmakia?
Oh, yeah.
Sorcery? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for sure. It's sorcery, for sure.
You know, his medicine always is superior to anything that man can conjure up. But do they want to hear about the oregano? Do they want to hear about the building of the immune system?
Mm-hmm.
No, why? There's no profit in it.
No profit. Whoever this guy is, this little sawed-off, five-foot individual, he's just trying to recover his position of being the all-knowing. There's no outbreak. We have these little pockets of problems. And by the way, what happened to the flu this year? So this is a bit of a problem. And so on. The bigger problem is medicine with its respirators and its, you know, steroids and morphine and diazepam. They kill the people. But whatever happened to the flu? It disappeared.
Well, they put it on the back burner for now. It'll come out.
Oh, yes. So
we may have a hybrid, you know, of the flu and the coronavirus.
I suppose so. It's a bunch of junk science. But the thing is, the profiteering.
Yes.
The heavy profiteering you got to wonder about that mask deal that governor made. You know, they get into those offices of position, and all they care about is tyranny and dictatorial rule. And so if they can stuff a bunch of money in their pockets with a secret deal, which looks like what he's done, you know, mandating a mask, but then he made a deal with the Chinese, and nobody knew about it, none of the legislators. So it's one of those things, and Pritzker in Illinois, he made a deal to profiteer on the testing. So that's kind of what's going on.
Sure.
So nobody's going to say, well, why don't you go get some garlic and onion and chew on it? That won't be in the narrative, or oil of oregano or whatever. You haven't heard on the national news that oil of oregano was shown to destroy the human coronavirus, COVID-19, or it was shown to destroy influenza A and the bird flu in a 2003 study, a good study that was represented to their peers in Phoenix and published in antiviral research. I haven't heard that one yet.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Bird flu is 50% fatal.
You know, years ago, we did fight in the you know, the cancer movement, the alternative treatment, the International Association of Cancer Victims and Friends, the Cancer Control Society,
oh, yeah.
Freedom of Choice in Cancer Therapy, and you know, some of the doctors, you know, had a friend who had cancer, and he had an older fellow, and he went and he got on the Laetrile thing. He also got on other things. His cancer was growing. They kept telling him, "You still have cancer." Finally, when he went, and they said they couldn't find any cancer, you know what they would say to him? You know what they have the nerve to say? Well, it wasn't really cancer to begin with.
That's a common.
And this is how they lie their way out of it.
Yeah, they lie their way out of it.
They actually lie their way out of it.
See,
I mean, I'm proof of the lies.
Look what Moderna did. Moderna had a very terrible trial where their star player on CNN was not allowed on CNN anymore because he had to tell the truth that he did lousy. And so their trial collapsed, but they made a bunch of money because they hyped the study and then took the stock options. So that's all it is. If we can't make the money, we'll crush you because we want the dollars, we want the power. I don't care. None of this garbage that's being legislated has any reference to anything. Pay no attention. I will never walk into a Whole Foods again. They tried to throw me out. I went into a farmer's market and I just waltzed in without the mask. They blocked me off and I said I won't bring my business here. I'll go into the woods and pick stuff then. I will never walk to that market again. They lost a customer, a good one.
Well, that's good because Jeff Bezos certainly will be affected by that, you know.
Well, I mean, somebody would do that. They'd order it online, but I won't do that either. But, no, right now I'm doing a teaching session on how to harvest wild plants this year. I just did my first podcast. They're going to put that up. But we need to just defy these dirty rats. And if they won't give us any peace in our normal domain, we'll go into the woods. Be careful. I got a tick on today. I had to get it off myself, but I didn't follow my precautions. But we can graze a garden. I've done that this year. We'll figure out how to pick berries safely. You know, we don't need these people. I don't need some guy from the Rotary Club telling me I can't come here unless I wear a mask or trying to block some little 5-foot, you know, a little power broker bald, trying to block me. I don't go to a market to spend money to have a harassment and brutality and tyranny. And that's what it's become. It's become raw tyranny through the entire nation. And if you didn't believe in the old scriptures, you'd be a fool to predict something, 2,300 years or whatever it is, thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, that's good news that you're doing, Dr. K. I think we have a couple of quick calls. We want to get in because Art is on the line, too.
We didn't
know you were going to be on today, but we squeezed you in. So let's see if we can just take a couple of calls.
All right, that's
if you're
fine.
On the line, folks, you're one of the callers. Try to relate it to Dr. K and myself as well. So I think we have Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. You're on the program.
Hi. Well, I didn't intend to say this, but maybe you'll let me say it. I was just going to say, thank God that Trump got rid of the Johnson Amendment because that was a one-sided thing. Democrats only could go to churches and keep their 501c3. But now I know everybody gets to say what they want to, and their churches can keep their 501c3.
Okay.
After all, they're getting paid to go out on the street now and have people donate money from the street, not even Christians. Okay, back to where we were. Okay. Jerome Corsi came out with a book, a brand new one, Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. We get a chance to vote for him. That's what they're scared to death about. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi. it's only an e-book right now. Nancy Pelosi. I hear the music.
Yeah.
I'll hold
you.
You stay where you are. We'll come right back with Pat, and we'll come back with Andy, and then Art will join us, too.
Yep.
And we will do that in just about 2-3 minutes, folks. Join RBN's sponsorship line and support our sponsors. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, folks. You're contributing to us, Rick Adams' Facebook page, Rick Adams Uncensored. Rick Adams from North Providence. You can see me up there, my picture on the screen, RBN. All right, we're back now with Dr. K and Pat from Cumberland. I'm Cumberland. Pat from Texas. Right,
Laura.
Sorry. Yes, Pat. Now, go ahead. You were asking a question about this Fauci, I believe.
Well, I said that Jerome Corsi's written an e-book on, it's called Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency.
Yeah.
And that before the elections, what they're planning. And so, well, Nancy Pelosi was all giggles and grins before the Supreme Court when Trump lost three cases. Whether or not you could say take a census and say whether they're citizens or not. And the other one was the LGBT, the Christians now have to hire them whether they like it or not. And I forgot what the other one was. But anyway, she was saying, this is what she was saying. The president is, she said it twice now, he is ethically unfit, intellectually unprepared, and personally unqualified to be president. Well, I think that, you know what?
Huh? You know, I think that
ethically
would fit
unfit.
Just about every president that I could remember in the 20th century. I don't think any of them was really fit to be
in the
White
House. I don't see how anybody who claims she prays for the president and she's a hyper-Catholic and the Pope won't even admit, he won't even tell the priests that it's wrong to engage in sodomy, and he will bless their unions, because he says I don't want to be it's not my right to judge. Well, if he can't judge the Bible, you know, then that shows it's another religion.
Yeah, we understand that. You can't judge the soul.
But look,
you can certainly judge the acts and what they're doing.
It's the act.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
well, they're doing more than the act. They're teaching them how to do all this stuff in school.
Okay, thank you. We have to move along now, but appreciate
your call. Just let me say one little more thing.
One quick thing. Go ahead.
Okay, I noticed when she says unfit, that's like United Nations fit. Oh, that's right. She's from United Nations. He's unprepared. Oh, United Nations, not United Nations prepared, and not unqualified, UN qualified.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they are. They're prepared to let the UN run the world.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you know, thank you for the call, but we know we got the same thing with Bolton and others who were, you know, casting the first stone. And it's the old story of the pot calling the kettle black, you know.
Okay. Well, what Corsi said was it's his own cabinet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. All right, let's take another call here. Andy is up now on the program.
Oh, hey, Mike. No, I really appreciate taking my call. The American people, we've been sold a bill of something. Okay, so we've been sold the Bill of Rights. And those of us who actually listened to it and found it and discovered it, because it's not something they're going to teach you. So we found this. And so now we've got this opposition of people that know the Bill of Rights. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of websites and stuff that are, you know, using the Bill of Rights to, you know, take care of business with the cops and stuff. You know, and they're in groups and whatnot. But we're also manipulative. The family of people are manipulative simply because most people just want to live their lives. They've discovered their lives. They want to get into their lives. You know, they might be a computer programmer. They might be a police officer. They might be a Home Depot worker or whatnot, but they just lives.
Can you get to the point? Because I know Mr. Adams has to run.
Oh, absolutely. So, okay, Mr. Adams, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. The point of the matter is that we're not even close to figuring out what is going on here. For most people, those of us who have been listening to Rick Adams and everybody else that we've been listening to and whatnot.
Yeah.
And hearing and validating and stuff, we know what's going on. But for the majority of the people, they just want to live their lives.
True. We know that. The government and the powers behind them won't let them live their lives. That's the problem, Andy.
Oh, that's true enough.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Been good hearing from you. Dr. Tate. In this segment, before we run out of time, the main thing you want people to know, by the way, this holiday weekend, if you hadn't bought them, you should have gotten the kit. You can buy any kit or anything that's available for the fathers in America today. Never too late to give them an advanced or a post-Father's Day gift from North American Urban Spice. And I would suggest the oil of oregano would be probably one of the best gifts you could ever give any father.
Yeah, it would be, especially those who've been heavily vaccinated. Just get the oil and let them purge it out. That's what happened to me. And, you know, God bless everybody. Good to talk to you, okay?
Thank you. I'm glad for the update. Thank you. All right, folks, and that was a quickie from Dr. K. You heard the program. You'll hear it again on archives if you wish. Well, we've got Art in the wings now. Art from Texas. From Philly. And he will be coming on after this break. Stay tuned. Rick Adams. Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, thank you very much for your calls, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to stay on topic, though. And in the last half hour, we just renewed the call for people to learn how to take care of themselves and their loved ones. You know, I told Dr. Kay this years ago, and Art will, I'm sure, agree, that years ago, when I was growing up, my grandfather, who lived in the house that we lived in, because he owned the house, and so he was getting old and starting to get senile, and my mother was concerned because she was of the old school. She didn't believe in putting father, you know, padre, father, in the nursing home. She believed that she couldn't take care of him, then, you know, she would just have to somehow have somebody in the family help her take care of him, but she wouldn't put him in a nursing home. That of course, went out with the caveman. So what happened was they went on a trip. My father and my mother went on a trip to, I guess it was Nassau. During that time, propitiously, he got sick, my grandfather got sick, went into the hospital, and of course, died of the flu. They killed him there. So when she came back, she suspected something. My father had been told ahead of time, when they called in as they returned from the trip, that her father had died. And so he said, don't tell her until she gets home, my mother. When she got home, she saw the sympathy card, and she knew right away that her father had passed away. And it was kind of sad, you know. It was a little tearful at first, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it was good timing. This is how the Lord was looking after us, because she was faced with a decision that she didn't want to make. She didn't want to put him away. She worked all day long, and she came home. She took care of her father. She took care of her family, took care of my father, took care of us. And this is gone, essentially. There are a few cases to the contrary, but this is not the new America. This is the gone America, the America of the past, the America that ceased to exist in this World War II generation of the dumbest generation of the evil fig tree, where parents don't count because there are no parents, where mother and father basically are not mother and father. They may be brother and sister now, who knows, but they're not mothers and fathers. And children are not children. They're being trained to be beasts of the field, so to speak. That's the difference between this generation and that generation when I was growing up, and it was changing then. You see, the enemy did his work. The enemy of our race and the Adamic race, the seed line of Satan, was doing its job to undermine the family. Now they've totally destroyed what's left of it. So for the most part, there are no families, the way we knew family structure. And isn't that what Karl Marx said, abolition of the family? Sure did. Isn't that what they stand for today? The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of these organizations seem to be hell-bent on attacking pro-family people, pro-family groups, anyone who believes that the family is a gift of God. And they say they're of God. You know, they say that they are the believers in the Ten Commandments. Well, they believe in the Ten Commandments, but not God. Maybe Karl Marx, but certainly not God. All right, let me bring up Art now. Sorry for the delay. Hello, Art, and happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the members of RBN. And yes, hope they're enjoying some time with their children this weekend.
Well, that's true. Yeah. We do relish that. What's you know, there still are good families, obviously. Not all families are destroyed. But they are under attack, increasing attack, and only the family love, the faith of God can, I think, hold them together. If they have that book, the Bible, and they worship together, they can pray together, and they can actually survive together against the onslaught, you know. So you've been away last week, so we got to do a little catching up here. Tell our audience what you've been working on and what you've been looking at this past week.
All right, well, locally, we were looking at Joe Gale, who is the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania commissioner, and he's being asked to be removed through Black Lives Matter, which is kind of a farce when the other two of the Montgomery County commissioners seem to support the Zionist agenda, and he's basically in the way of basically getting full control of the government. So that's one local issue I see. Wanted
All right.
to focus back on you know, the family issues. One of the things, I went through family court and was destroyed as a parent through what they've done to me. And what I did is I finally basically went, like you said, praying. I actually went to the St. John Newman's Church in Philadelphia, and I just sat there, prayed there for like a couple hours, literally cried my head off. And the answer came to say that I would have to suffer through this process and be there for my kids. So one of the things I hope the fathers will listen, because there is a lot of them out there that are basically ripped away from their families, is don't give up. And also, you know, ask God for help to develop a relationship with your children. I think that's very important, especially when they start to understand, as we're talking about on RBN each week, who's actually ripping their families apart. And let's look at the two examples. Let's look at Lyndon Baines Johnson with the Great Society, how he ripped up the black families. Here's another challenge for the black family, especially Black Lives Matter. Ask them, was Martin Luther King assassinated by the CIA under the direction of Lyndon Baines Johnson? Okay. Did basically Louis Farrakhan get blamed for the death of, what's his name? Forget his
Malcolm
name.
X.
Malcolm X. Malcolm X. And
no.
He spoke out and said it wasn't him, and Malcolm X was speaking out against what? About the Jewish control of the economy of the black families, okay, roughly 80 or 90% of the family being controlled. And Farrakhan also spoke out about control of Black Entertainment Weekly being controlled by the Brothman Crime Syndicate. So I understand Black Lives Matter, but don't align yourself with the Zionists that are basically destroying your families as the solution. Like, my God, I mean, you know, why can't you see, you know, where's your critical thinking and see what's right in front of you? That's just the point I see.
Well, you know, and this whole mantra of creating organizations is the beginning. It goes beyond that. Now you create a movement. And after a movement, then you create a whole, if you will, a crusade, you know, like the crusades we talked about going back centuries ago from the Islamic world. Well, we have crusades now. The new crusade is we have to demonize the police and we have to demonize white America because you white people, have been the garbage heap of society. Wherever you've gone, there's been nothing but exploitation, slavery, you know, savagery, all kinds of broken families. You did it. It was your race that did it. We have had nothing to do with it. We love the black community. We love the Chicano community. We love all of these communities, all these nations, and we've shown our love, haven't we? Yes, they have. They've divided them. They've conquered them. They've made them submissive so that somebody comes along from the NAACP who happens to be some nice fellow who just truly is an honest-to-goodness black fellow who wants to help his own, and he finds out the money comes in not from fellow blacks and not from these foundations, and all of a sudden the CEOs of these companies that are donating to black colleges and they're trying to make billions of dollars of donation, that's coming in from other sources. And it's coming in from usually some of these billionaire Soros types who want to control them. So what happens?
Right.
They speak out and they say, where's the Jewish money coming from? And all of a sudden they're tarred, pardon the expression, but they're tarred and feathered. And they get blackballed, pardon the expression again, and all of a sudden they wind up as anti-Semites. Oh, you blacks anti-Semites. We've got to put somebody new in as head of the NAACP, somebody who is more respectful and more tolerant. Well, who is more intolerant than the ADL? They're intolerant of free speech. They're intolerant of the whole idea of national pride. Every race should have its own pride. What's wrong with that? You know, racism simply means the study of race. That's what racism is defined, someone who studies race, particularly his own. So that is racism in the positive sense. In the pejorative sense, racism means you project yourself above all the other races. And the only one I know of that does that is this race, you know, that calls themselves Jews. I don't know of any other race that says that. They say live and let live, right?
Right. Agreed. And they set up the systems to have the various races basically oppose each other rather than work in a cooperative effort. You know, for instance, I understand, you know, the minority causes for contracting and, you know, going to school and all that, but there could have been a better way to deal with this in a cooperative way rather than an oppositional way and basically causing reverse discrimination. And the same thing with work opportunities. It could be done cooperatively rather than oppositionally. But they benefit from doing that because let's look at an example with the federal contracts. You know, look at all the Homeland Security contracts that went to the Section 8A businesses. Within 2 years, they were all owned by the Carlyle Group.
Wow.
So, so that's
very
what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's more than interesting. It's very easy to follow the money trail. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's true. What you say is true.
Mm-hmm. Right. And with respect to, you know, look at the Democratic Party. I mean, and neither one of them is that great. I agree with you. But, I mean, who did they get? You know, they got basically Biden. The guy went after, you know, calling any dad who didn't pay their bill on time a deadbeat father. And so I'm going to put the full force of the police against the parents to destroy them because they're non-custodial parents. Okay. And now this guy's supported by who? He starts his campaign by Comcast Brian Roberts. One of the first things he says is he's going to fight the hate speech, okay, which is supported by the ADL, the Cosa Nostra. It's a joke. Now, at the same time, you know, I just saw in Wall Street Journal recently this week, Facebook says we're basically taking down Trump's ads saying that they're considered hate speech. Okay, and we've been talking about that for years, about this ADL and its Jewish mafia. Now we see it rising up to that level. That's not to say that Trump's no angel either. I mean, Trump basically, you know, had to make his bones with in real estate development with Tony Salerno, you know. The cement mob guy out of New York, part of the Genovese family, right?
Sure.
And you can trace that right back to Truman.
I mean, even Tucker is starting to get on their case a little bit, you know, in the relationship that, you know, that Google has, obviously, with the powers that be. They are the powers that be. And they just nilly-willy decide that they're going to take down any sites, and a whole bunch of others have been coming down now, that offends the ADL. Basically, they work for the ADL and they work with them. So we know who's in control again. Hidden dynasties of God. And these are all there destroying the freedom of our people, freedom to speak. What is it they're afraid of? That, you know, we have to go to new venues of for instance, video uploading and live streaming and so forth, that they just simply won't let people decide for themselves. That's why in Rhode Island now we have the mayor of the city of Providence who offers a declaration, a fiat declaration, that the name of the state will now be officially changed by him. He's going to do it, not the voters, which they've already rejected that in the past. But he's going to change it and eliminate the state of Rhode Island and Roger Williams Plantations, or Providence Plantations, because it connotes slavery. Well, it certainly doesn't. You know, the word plantations has nothing denotatively to do with slavery, but that's what they're doing. And the governor, this woman, said she'd like to do the same thing. So we have rule by decree now, whether it's Supreme Court decree, whether it's by executive decree, whether it's by mayoral decree, or even legislative decree. They don't want to even go through the amendment process or let the voters decide anymore, do they?
No, they don't. They're just basically forcing it down our throats. The voters don't count anymore, except to pay their taxes. That part counts to them. But, you know, as far as having a voice in the government, no, they want to basically destroy it. I was curious what they were going to, what name they're going to give the new state for Rhode Island.
Well, I know one talk show host years ago, he was a very funny guy. He was really strange, but he had a way of attracting 200,000 people to the statehouse in a matter of hours. His name was Steve White, and as I say, he had his oddities and so forth, but he used to call it the State of Depression. And I think that would be good to rename it the State of Depression. It would certainly invite businesses to come in and set up shop. And it would invite people to move here and pay higher taxes and so forth. But I would actually rename it the State of Rhode Island Plantations rather than Providence Plantations, because it is a slave plantation now. Taxes are really through the roof. They cannot possibly raise the funds they need now for the massive budget deficits they've sustained because of COVID, allegedly. And yet, we have a massive prison colony here that, you know, we think of when the British went to Australia, you know, and formed their penal colonies. This is almost like a penal colony for the taxpayers. So why would you want to locate here? Why would you want to come here? Why would you want to set up shop? You wouldn't. You want to get out, you know?
Right.
I mean, I received a call one day. It was a robotic call, I guess. It came in, and it said, you called us from the Department of Commerce Corporation. You wanted to know how to start a business here. And so I called back and says, I never made a call to you. And the woman says, well, I don't know why we get your name. I says, I don't know, but I said, the last thing I would do would try to establish any kind of business in the state. I said, I'm trying to get out. She didn't know what to say. I hung up. I said, this is outrageous. You know, it's outrageous.
Yeah. I was even looking at some of the low-tax states, for instance, Texas. And I was looking at just recently, for instance, property taxes in El Paso. It's different for each. They don't have a state tax, but they get local taxes. So it shows, for instance, a property, $500,000, and a property taxes are $25,000 a year. My God! Some parts of Texas are still low-cost tax rates, but it looks like that state's going to hell in a handbasket real quick also. So,
yes, indeed.
Where to go from here? Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, so even, you know, it looks like, you know, the whole country is going to be in trouble. Now we got, 40, 50 million people out of work? I'm going to say this. There goes the pensions. I think what they will do is it will print money so you'll get the dollars for your pensions. You'll even get the dollar through Social Security. What the purchasing power of those dollars is really going to be a big question. And I'm not sure if it'll be even worth 25 cents on the dollar as far in 10 years from now, the way things are evolving.
Well, that was one of the links that you sent us this week dealt with the economic collapse and how the debt structure has changed dramatically. It's increased phenomenally just in the last year or so of the Trump administration. When I hear people talking about Trump as the economic savior and everything was going well until COVID came along, I don't know what they're smoking. But Trump has no more to do with the economy as Jimmy Carter did when he was in office and the interest rates were driven to the roof. Carter had nothing to do with that. It was those who control the Fed. We'll come right back, folks. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, folks, it's just about 5 minutes of the hour, and it's interesting to see what's going on now in the Senate with Langford, I think it was, Senator Langford, this past Thursday had blocked the Senate consideration of the Equality Act for the LGBTQ civil rights bill by citing the Harry Potter story and the author, the author himself, J.K. Rowling, who has been quoted having to do with the high post that he put on regarding criticizing those who are in this transphobic mode. Now, that's what they call it, a transphobia, a transphobic manifesto, I suppose. So he says, you know, to say in the world of J.K. Rowling this past week, where she wrote, all I'm asking is I want for similar empathy, similar understanding to the extended, to be extended to the many millions of women whose sole crime is what? Is wanting their concerns to be heard without relying on threats or abuse. So Lankford said this, and he quoted it on the Senate floor in this debate. Now, see, here we go again with this concept that government can create rights. And that's a slap in the face of the whole, you know, the framing of the Declaration of Independence. You know, they're going to extend rights for transgender. Well, there are no such thing as rights to take away other people's rights. Those are not rights, they're privileges, you see? So any comment on that?
Well, yes. I mean, basically, the LGBT community is asking for superior rights. You already have companies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac giving a minority business contracting a privilege. So that's not a right. That's basically taking away rights from other people who would have been fairly considered competition for those opportunities. You got the issue of the gay bathrooms. Then you got the issue of basically doctors giving kids under 18 hormones to sterilize them for the gay agenda. And where's the responsibility in all this? Okay, you know that's another issue there. And why should they be treated? They want equal rights, they get equal rights. That means you get treated as any other person. That doesn't mean I have to, or you as a taxpayer, have to pay for them to get their gender transferred. You want to do that, pay for it, okay? You want hormone therapy, pay for it. Don't expect someone else to pay for your, you know, your lifestyle. So that's no different than saying, you know, what's the next come from there? That we got to pay for the lifestyle of all the drug addicts out there? I shouldn't even say that. It's probably the next idea they'll probably do next. You know, we got to basically...
Well, you know, the thing is these people are so inconsistent and these groups are so hypocritical. Years ago when we were fighting against the anti-discrimination bills and the legislature said, well, let's include bestiality in this provision. And, oh, no, well, we wouldn't do it. Well, wait a minute. Now you're discriminating. I mean, by very nature, and you start to take out certain groups from this protection, now you're discriminating against their practice. Isn't that what you're doing? Well, you know, now you're going too far, and, you know, you're trying to just nitpick. No, we're telling you, you must be consistent. You see, there is either an objective yardstick for what is right and what is wrong, or there isn't. And if there isn't, then who decides? Who decides? The courts? Unelected bureaucrats? Uh-uh.
Right.
Not in my book.
Great.
Not in my
book. I just wish everybody from RBN have a good Father's Day, enjoy the families, and keep up the faith.
Amen. Love your dad, and take care of him and give him the gift that only comes from above. That's the most important one. No Place for Corruption is Art's website. Art, thank you for joining us this week, and you have a good weekend, Father's Day, okay?
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, brother. Well, folks, we did it again. We completed another 2 hours like nothing went by. Thank you all, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, God willing, next week. So until then, a Yahweh bless Israelite. Goodbye.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.